believers and seeking. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or, What shall we drink? Or, Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6 verses 30-34. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks shall receive, and he that seeks shall find, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew chapter 7 verses 7-11. Misplaced seeking. Then Jesus traveled throughout the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way toward Jerusalem. Lord, someone asked him, will only a few people be saved? Jesus answered, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, many will seek to enter and will not be able. After the master of the house gets up and shuts the door, you will stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. But he will reply, I do not know where you are from. Then you will say, We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. And he will answer, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves are thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And indeed, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. Luke chapter 13 verses 22-30. When the Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about Jesus, they and the chief priests sent officers to arrest him. So Jesus said, I am with you only a little while longer, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will seek for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. At this, the Jews said to one another, Where does he intend to go that we will not find him? Will he go where the Jews are dispersed among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, You will seek for me, but you will not find me, and, where I am, you cannot come? John chapter 7 verses 32-36. I am one who testifies about myself, and the Father, who sent me, also testifies about me. Where is your Father? They asked him. You do not know me or my Father, Jesus answered. If you knew me, you would know my Father as well. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts, near the treasury. Yet no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Again he said to them, I am going away, and you will seek for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews began to ask, Will he kill himself, since he says, Where I am going, you cannot come? Then he told them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. That is why I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. John chapter 8, 18-24. This is really important. You have to know this. Every heart is seeking something. Jesus drew a clear distinction between the seeking of the world and the seeking of the believer. The Gentiles seek after food, clothing, and tomorrow's security. But the believer is called to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, trusting that the Father knows and supplies every need. To seek the kingdom is not merely to desire heaven one day, but to pursue the rule and reign of Christ in one's life today. It is to hunger for his will, his righteousness, his truth, and his presence more than daily bread. And it is to trust, without anxiety, that everything else will be added in God's time and way. Jesus warned of those who would seek too late. They will knock, but the door will be shut. They will cry out, but he will say, "I do not know where you are from." Why? Because they did not seek him in truth. They sought benefits without obedience, presence without repentance, salvation without submission. They honored him with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. But the seeking must be now. The knocking must be real. The asking must come from a heart that believes he is who he says he is, and that he is worthy of everything. The lost will die in their sin because they refuse to believe that Jesus is the one sent from above. But the one who believes, the one who seeks him while he may be found, will never be turned away.